were losing their feathers because they were so fat. For konagdi nachle demashko mitusayu, and there was a stream of fat flowing from underneath these geese. And aminulhu, we said to these geese, istla megavaychu chelko liyom diyosi, like an elam abo losad lavoi, would we have a share in you like for such fat geese? Are we going to have a portion of you then? So Choda, one geese, Dolly God, for lifted up his wing, as if to say, yes, this is going to be your share. For Choda, Dolly Atamoy, and one lifted up its regular foot. Now, Kiyos Lekaim of the Rebbe Lezer, came in front of Rebbe Lezer, Omali said to me, Asidin Yisrael, Litin Alei Mesadin, Chlaisel is going to have to give judgment. They're going to have to give judgment. Why? So Rashbam explains that Shebechatosom, because of the chet, the sins of Klai Yisrael, Misakiv Mashiach, is holding back Mashiach. V'eishlem tsar balachayim, tsar balachayim, liyes navozim, these geese, machmas shumna, because of their fat, they're holding back Mashiach, so we're going to have to give a din, how come these geese have such pain like? Now, V'yom Rabba Barbachona, Barbachona also again said, Zimne Chod, the one time it happened, because Lina b'midboro. We're walking through the midbar. The Islavar Bahadon, Hahutaya, and there was an Arab walking along with us. The Shokal Afri, he was able, if we take some dirt, or Morak was able to smell it, lay. And the Yoma, Hai Orchel Duchta Plan. For Hai Orchel Duchta Plan, he was able to tell us exactly the route, how to go, where to go. By smelling the ground, he was able to know where we are. And he would give us directions where to go. His omelis, we said to him, Kamar machikim imai, how far away are we from water? The yomelon, he said, Havli Yafra, listen, give me some dirt, I'll smell it and I'll tell you. Yavinilis, we gave him some dirt. The yomelon, he said to us, Timna pasoi, we're 8 miles away. 8 pasoi away. Kanina, I did it a second time later, Yavinilis, omelon, rachkant losa pasoi, we're only away. Are 3 parsois away now from water. Ahafchislei, so what he did now was he changed around the offer for offer. Rashbam says, Hai offer, b'hai offer, l'soisim, hoi boki kolkach. He changed around the two dirts. He gave him the old dirt now in the new place. V'lo yochislei, and then he couldn't tell. Like he got him, he couldn't tell. Omali, so this Arab now said to him, To'ach v'lecho mosem midbur. Come, let me show you that the Yidden that died in the Midbar, how they look now. Is Azli the Wen Chazistu, he showed them. Fidom Mukaman, the Mifstame, the Gania Praktid. They're like lying down there on their backs, that's the way they look. Fehevi Sekifu Berchayu, the Chad Minayu, and like one of their knees were lifted upwards. And it was so high up that the ayo taya tuse, that this Arab was able to walk underneath it, tuse brachi, underneath the leg, ki rochav gamla, when he was riding on top of the camel, imagine how high that was, and luskifa rumche, and he had his sword, his sword was standing, his spear was standing upwards, flenogibe, and he couldn't reach it. That's how big they were. But poske choda karna de tchilto de chad minayu. What did they do? They ripped off, though, a corner of the tzitzis from one of them. One of them, the same midbar, they cut off one of the corners of the tzitzis. Flehevi mistagalon, and they couldn't walk anymore. They got stuck there. Omali, so the Arab said to us, Dilma shakalta midi minayu, maybe you took something away from them, from the same midbar. Ahadre, give it back to them. The Gemira, because we know the pshat is that Tamad the Shokami Diminayu le mistagile, whoever took stuff from them can't walk away. Is Alzis, so they went out reset, they put it back. Lord the Mistagile, then they were able to walk away. Kiosla came the Rabbon, came in front of the Rabbon, and normally they said to me, Kol Abo Chamro, the Chobar Bar Chono Sichno. As they thought to rank us out like Lemay Hilkasad the Sochi, how can we cut off a piece of the tzitzis? Is lemeda to know ikav esham ikav esul. You want to know how to make tzitzis? He bore the chay lemimne chutei or lemimne chusir. So let's just went ahead and cut it to count them without cutting them off. All right, we'll stop here.
You were holding Das Ayin Dalet Omer Aleph. Yeah, Das Ayin Dalet. Again, Les Shalub was that this Arab showed Rabbi Barachono, he wanted to show them the Meisei Midbar, how the dead people in the Midbar, how they looked when they were buried. So he saw them, and the Sermon says, Dom Vidomi command the Mifsime, Vagani Yaprak, it looked like they were lying on their back. That the Zekifa Bircheyu, Tichad, and like one knee was up, Minayu, like one of the knees were up, the other knee was down. Now, how high were the knees? Were the leg up? The ayil taya to say that the Arab was able to go underneath it to say birche underneath their leg. Ki roch of gamla when he was riding on top of a camel, was kifarumche and he was holding a spear in his hand, holding it up. That's how high he was up, and still v'lo nogebe, he wasn't able to reach to the top of the leg of the Misei Midbar. Kitza, that's how tall the Misei Midbar were, that their leg up was so high up. So that's when the Rabbi Bavachona saw them, as Pasti Chad Kana the Tchilta, he cut off one corner of the Tchilas of the Tzitzis from them. Like he wanted to see, what Balacha Hilchas Tzitzis, the Pasla, Betzilu, like Beshamai, he wanted to see the Tzitzis, he cut off a corner of the Tzitzis. Tchad Minayu, V'lehevi Mistagilon, and then Rabbi Bavachona couldn't move, he couldn't move. Omali, so the Taya, the Arab, said to me, Dilma Shekalta Midi Minayu, maybe you took something from them. Ahadre, go give it back to them. Like that's what happened. He cut off a corner of the begid, and because of that, Rabbi Bachana got stuck there. He couldn't move. The Gemirik, the Arab, told him, because we learned that you do, it's known, the man the shaka midi minayo, whoever takes something away from the Misei Midbar, le mistagile, he won't be able to move away. So azle, le mistagile azle, he won't be able to move away, or he won't be able to move. Is azle hadrise? He went and returned it. For the mistagilon, and then they were able to move away. Now, kios lekaim with the rabbonin later when Rabbi Bachana came back to the Beis Medrash and told over this story to the rabbonin, Omruli, the rabbonin said to Rabbi Bachana, call Abba Chamri. Whoever called himself Abba, Rashi says it means Rabbi Bachana. Hainu Rabbi Abba Bachana. Well, it was really Rabbi Abba. It's meant to say Chamri. Rashbam says Kolema Shretik Chamor. What you did was an action of a fool, like a donkey. The whole bar barbachon, whoever the son of barbachonu, sichso is like a shaita. But you did a foolish thing. Why? Because lamai hilkos so avdesochi. How come you went to cut off the corner of the beggar of the tzitzis of one of the Misei Midbar? Like, what do you have to cut it off for? Lameida, you wanted to know ike beishama ike beisilo. You want to know how do we paskin? What's talocha like beishama beisilo? Some machlekes in Gemara Menachis. Exactly how many strings you have to have. If that was your doubt, so therefore you cut it off. He boil he just should have stood there and counted the strings and counted the knots, the chuyas. That's all before you cut it off. No, you didn't have to cut it off. You did a foolish thing by cutting off the corner of the begit. Omalei, now vital the story was again, Rabbi Bachon was walking in the midbar with an Arab. So the Arab told like said to him like this, Omalei, if you want, come, I'll show you Hasinai. Very good. Rabbi Chana wants to see Hasinai. Azle, he went there. Chazya da hadrile akrova. There was an akrova, there was a snake going around there. Vekaime ki chamro chavorti. And he looked like a white mule. That's how big this snake looked. Shemati basko, I heard a basko going out, shemeris. Oili shenishbati. Like Hashem was saying, like, oi vedra I swore. And now that I swore, who could be nefer? Question means like I bad that I swore. Rashbam says minagolus, like Hashem feels bad that He put us into golus, that He took us away from the shechina of Hasinai from the base of Migdash. Is kiyos to the kaim of the rabbanon later? Rabbi Bavachana came back to the rabbanon and he told them what happened. And he told them what he heard, and at that time Rabbi Bavachana didn't say anything back to the shechina, to the baskil. Is Omrali, so the Rabbanan again said, you're a fool, that kolaba chamra, kolbar babachon esichsa, like you did a foolish thing by not answering back. Hoya l'chol olayma, you should have said back to the Shechina, mufa l'chol. Like Hashem was saying, oivei that I made the Shua, that Klai Yisrael has to stay in Golis. And who could be made for it? So you should have been smart and said, mufa l'chol, I'm taking away that Shua. Hashem, okay, now put us back into Eretz Yisrael. That's what he should have done. So he said he did a foolish thing, but not saying that. Vusava, how come really Rabbi Bachana didn't do this? What did he hold? Vusava Dilma Shvuasa de Mabalu. Maybe Hashem was talking about the Shvua that he swore not to bring a Mabal.
So therefore he was afraid to be made for the nether, to take away the nether. Because if we'll take away this nether, maybe then Hashem will bring a marble.
That's why he didn't do it. Really, it was foolish. Like that Hashem wouldn't take away, but this... For Rabbanan, what Rabbanan said back? No, him came, oily. Why did Hashem oily? Lama. He should have said lama, not oily.
Yeah.
Omalei, right, the next story was, To'ach v'lecho b'luyi d'kerich. So that the Arabs said, listen, I'll take you for a ride. Right then we'll see the place where the ground swallowed up Kerich Sadosai. So you want to see it? Chazi saw a trei bizui, saw two cracks in the ground. They become Mafke Kutra, and smoke was coming up from those cracks in the ground. And the Arabs said that's where the Kerich Sadosai was swallowed up. So what did the Rabbi Bachana do? Shaka Gavava Diyam, he took a piece of wool, string of wool he took. The Yamshina Bamayi, he washed it off in water, let it be like wet. Or the Yatsisa Barosha Derumcha, and he stuck this wet wool on the top of his spear. That's where he put it. The Ayla Hustam, he put it down into the hole. The Kiyapik, when he brought up the spear, Heavy Ichrach Echruchi, he saw the way the wet wool was burnt. So it was really fire, it was really hot there. Omali, he said to me, the Arab, Omali Otsits, my Shamat, like listen carefully, listen to what you're going to hear here. The Shamat and Rav Avachon listened carefully and he heard. Devi Amrin, he heard the way for there was a voice coming up from that hole, from those cracks, saying, Moshe v'tarosa yemes v'hein badoyin. That's what Adas Kerich is saying now. They're saying that we are liars and Moshe v'tarosa yemes. Omalis, and the Arab said to me, Kotlosin yoyme mahadilu genim. Every 30 days Gehenim comes back to this spot, locha, and they put again the Kerich Sadosoi, Kibosa b'kalachas, like a piece of flesh of meat in a boiling pot. As they put them back to cook them up again in this pot. The Amri Hochin, every 30 days they keep on saying, Moshe b'tarosa yemes v'hein badoyin. Now, Omali, so another story was, again this Arab was showing Rabbi Avachana, To'ach v'loch, heicha dinashti aryu reki adodi. Let me show you where the sky and the ground kiss together. Let me show you. Rambam says that means Mokam Gevoyahoy, a very high place. Shom Shanoshkim Yachad Zelazet, come up like the ground and the skies are kissing one another. For Lav Hainu Soifu, that's not the end of the world. Tamala Chamish Meir Shonim Hevi. Yeah. But if there's a different place, there's a high place. In Shakalto, what he did was Shakalto Lisotoi. He took, Rashbam says, Sal Lechem, so he took my basket of bread. Esnancho the kafto, the rakia, and he put it like on the kafto, the rakia, on the window of the rakia of the sky. Adamatzilna, when I got finished davening, Vises, I looked for it, I didn't find it, it wasn't there. Aminule, so Rav Avchana said to the Arab, like, Ika ganvi hochi, is the gan over me? Like, you tell me when Shemayim come out, are they gan over me? Omali said to me, Hai galgala the rakiyu. This is like the galgo, the wheel of the rakia. So hold on, not lad lamachocho. Wait till tomorrow on the shkachaslan, you find it, and then your basket of bread will come back to you. Right. Reb Yochanan Mishtoi, Yochanan was telling us over that Zimnin Chod at one time had because lina besvinta. One time Reb Yochanan was going in a ship. The chazina nahu kavra, I saw a fish. The afkilaresha miyama took out his head from the ocean, udumayane nayu, and his eyes were like kitre sierra, like two moons, and venofa tsumayim etuse, and water was dripping down from its two eyes. Zimna kitre mavre de surya, and it looked like with so much water coming down, like two mavre de surya. That's a nohera shebasura, like two rivers of surya. That's how this fish was. We have Safra of Safra Mishtoi told us over that Zimnin Chodevik Yazlina Besfinta. Rav Safra was once going in the ocean on a ship. The Chazina Hukavri saw a certain fish. You should know the Afke Lareshim Yoma, also this big fish, took his head out of the ocean. The Hebele Karna, and he had horns. The Choke Kole, and on the horns were carved out, Ano Deria Kala Shabiyam. I'm a small creature in the ocean. And I am 300 parsas long. It's pretty long. A parsa is like 2 miles. A parsa is like 2 miles. It's
4 mil. It's on 2 miles. So it was around 600 miles long. That's how long the fish was. And he was a small one, not so big. And this fish now is going into the mouth of Leviathan. You can imagine how big Leviathan was. That was a bigger fish. Rashi says, like, I'm going to be the lunch for Leviathan. Leviathan is going to eat me up for lunch. Yeah. Omar Rav Ashi, Rashi said, have a Iza what? Well, Sunsui. Omar Rav Ashi, have a Iza.